Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, 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 welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio, always building, growing, and enjoying. On this beautiful, beautiful Monday afternoon, 5/14/2012, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Atlanta. Lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. Live chat, as always, on buildgrowandenjoy.com. Well, I hope all you mommies and Mr. Mommies enjoyed your Mother's Day weekend. It was just a beautiful, beautiful one for us all here in sunny Southern California, San Diego, that is. So I just want to send a big, big congrats to San Diego's Ally Garden Spring Fest for another successful year. Me and my little one was out and about in support of this annual Spring Fest, which is huge in one of the communities here in San Diego, and it was just absolutely a success. It was lots of fun with great, great food, and I can say that I think I ate everything in sight. So definitely a big congrats out to them. Also, I would like to send, he's going to kill me for this, a big, big happy birthday to my God-sent son. Today marks his transition to manhood, 13 years old. And what a fine, fine young man you are, my friend. So happy birthday to my king. Mommy loves you always, so enjoy your day. Working Divas, Money Mondays, ladies. So just get on over there to workingdivas.com for all your financial tips. You know, got to keep that money right. So, you know, it's Money Mondays, workingdivas.com. Well, everyone, before we get into today's show, I have got to say some more on what is about to go down in Atlanta. The word is spreading actually nationally, especially out in Hollywood, just across the nation. National and local press release is scheduled to be released. And as you know, BGE is the exclusive coverage of this upcoming event that's coming to Atlanta. New and fresh, just taking Atlanta by storm. West Coast meets East Coast. So get ready, Atlanta young musicians. The opportunity for you all have been waiting for what you guys have been waiting for, and that is the 2012 American Society of Young Musicians Atlanta Showcase. For those of you that don't know, Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson, I honored him at my award ceremony, the Keystone Leadership Awards in January, for 20 years in entertainment and television. The man behind diversity. Basically, he's also the national president of the American Society of Young Musicians, and he has approved to bring the showcase to Atlanta. The ASYM is a nonprofit 501c or national organization that is of musicians, from music students, songwriters, studio techs, and individuals just in the music community who share a commitment to the development and support educationally and musically of the young musicians. Some of their missions is just basically give those musicians the opportunity to grow in their passion. Purpose is to mentor, to benefit, to honor, to pay homage. I mean, just to be recognized, to raise a greater consciousness to all, and just to bring musicians together. A lot of people in Hollywood is involved with it. Some of the honorary executive committee members include, you know, Judith McGrath, which is the VH1 president, Quincy Jones, we all know him, Tina Turner, Whitney Houston, the late Whitney Houston was on the committee, Madonna, so Chaka Khan, just, you know, president of Capitol Records, Andy Slater. So the list goes on and on. Tom Waitley, CEO of Warner Brothers Records. So it's absolutely just a great organization that's very, very large across the nation. I think they're in about five different states, Los Angeles being a huge, huge foundation for the ASYM. So, Atlanta, we are just absolutely, you know, I know we are honored. You know, it's actually an honor to have Mr. Hutchison to choose Atlanta to bring this showcase, because he can go to any city and they will pick it up quick, because it is just absolutely a great, great opportunity to look for some fresh, young talent that's in the city of Atlanta. You know, it's going to be like Mr. Hutchison always says, you know, everyone's a winner, but, you know, similar to an American Idol, you know, you send your application of talent in, you have to be selected. From there, you're going to perform, get the opportunity to perform in front of major music moguls throughout the business, from Atlanta to L.A., just around. They're actually in the process of selecting the panel, and I can tell you guys, they are music moguls. It is going to shock a lot of you, because it's going to be the people that you guys have been looking for to get you to the next level, and just, you know, those people that can make it happen for you. So, you know, it's just absolutely an honor. Just want to send a big, big thank you to Mr. Hutchison for bringing this to Atlanta. And the city itself is so far is in support of this, because they know it is going to shake the city up and bring some great things to the city. So be sure to always just to continue to listen in to BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. There's a link on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com for all the exclusive coverage, ASYM Showcase link, and that's BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. So, I also, you know, last but not least, have to send a shout out to Media Mogul of Hollywood. Everyone knows, and this guy got L.A. Hollywood on lock. And that's my guy, Mr. Eric Zulli, for his support with the upcoming showcase. So, Eric, this one's for you. You already know, I do it the easy way. Well, getting right to our show today, everyone, we all know how important it is to lay a foundation, a faith foundation in our lives, all around our lives. Without it, none is possible. But it is even more important to ensure we are laying that foundation in the lives of our children. And this is what I will be discussing about today with author, minister, Mr. Thomas E. Lindsay, on his latest release book, Destroy the Yoke and Not the Child. So welcome, Mr. Lindsay. How are you? Welcome to Bill, Grow, and Enjoy.
Amen. It's a pleasure. I'm doing just fine. I'm doing well, and just enjoying life and enjoying what I do and what God blessed me to do.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what it's all about. Well, Minister Lindsay, let them know, who is Minister Lindsay? Tell us a little background on who you are. And you have a spouse, too. You guys call yourself the power couple. So tell us a little more about that also.
Yes, yes, my wife Yvette and myself, power couple, Thomas and Yvette Lindsay. We do workshops together. God has blessed us to be able to do ministry together hand in hand. So we do workshops on marriage, leadership, and, you know, youth ministries. And if you ever go to our website, www.thomasandyvette.com, you can see the list of things that we do together as far as workshops. And she's worked in the medical field in for like the last 20 years as a nurse. So she also does like CPR training and things of that nature. So we're able to go around and just bless people with the wisdom that God has given us. And He's blessed me to be able to release this book, Destroy the Yoke and Not the Child, and it's just been a blessing. I mean, people are being blessed. I'm able to talk on different media outlets, and I'm happy about what He's doing, you know, what He's releasing for me to do and the doors He's opening, you know. So I'm able to do a lot of youth ministry out here in Atlanta, actually in Stockbridge, Georgia. I go to a church called Global Impact Christian Ministries, and I'm one of the associate ministers, so I'm able to mentor teens and, you know, just work in that capacity. So, you know, God just has me busy right now. I'm just blessed and busy.
Right. Oh, you know, I'm with you on that, because, boy, He has me going too. And, you know, it's just absolutely, as we are on the go, you know, like a lot of people are today, to make sure that, you know, families first, especially our children, our next generation. And let's talk a little more about this book, Destroy the Yoke, Not Your Child, Raising Healthy, Successful, God-Fearing Children. Let us know what that book is about. Don't tell them too much because we want them to buy it, but let's talk a little bit about what it is and what motivated you to write this book.
Well, you know, as I look at myself as a parent and I look at the way that I was brought up and my older sibling, my brother, the way we were brought up, and, you know, in life you find yourself repeating things that you actually learn. You know, you learn how to be a parent from your parents. And many times we'll repeat certain mistakes that they've made. Now, my mother, Thomasine Lindsay, she did a blessed job in raising two boys by herself. And we're both men. We're both in ministry. We're both real men, if you understand what I'm talking about. And, you know, she did an excellent job by herself, but there were mistakes made. And I found myself repeating some of the mistakes. And it's also become, you know, how we say, do as I say, not as I do. And that's the way that we're raising our kids these days. It's more so as do as I say, not as I do. We want our children to excel and be excellent, but we ourselves are the actual examples. So, you know, in raising my own kids, I would find myself doing things. You know, you ever heard the saying, boy, I brought you in this world and I'll take you out and make another one just like you. Those are some of the things that we pass on to our kids. But we not only pass on, you know, little sayings and things like that, but we pass on the actual way that we raise them because we learn from our parents, and it becomes generational. You know, I learned from what my mother was taught from her mother and her father, and they learned from their parents and so on. And so we pass those things on. And me, I just wanted to correct some of the things that I was doing, not only in my life, but, you know, the example I was being for my children, because I want them to be excellent. I have daughters, I have sons, and I just want them to be excellent parents. But first of all, I want them to be successful individually. And so I just wanted to give them and other children an opportunity to live.
Right. And that's what it's all about. That is definitely what it's all about. So without getting further into the book, you know, what are some of the things that those that you, when they purchase the book, some of the things they can expect to read that will just really pop out to them in raising their children as God-fearing children?
Well, God put it in my heart to touch on basically six different things when it comes to the principle of raising kids. You know, in my own life, this is a very testimonial book. I didn't do things like planning to have children. You know, that's one of the topics in the book, planning to have children. Many times we do things outside of God's will. You know, we meet somebody, we fall in what we think is love, and we have children, and that's backwards. God called us to be man and wife and then have children first. So, you know, I touch on things like planning to have children. And in your planning, you need to plan to be with a person that you plan on being with for the rest of your life before you even take that step into being a parent. You know, so, you know, I touch on things like that. So things like before you have your child, getting your own things in order, your own stuff together. What good does it make to have a child and you can barely take care of yourself? So, you know, getting other things in order, you know, not going into this thing, you know, blind, but knowing and having a plan for raising kids, you know. So I touch on about six different principles in there, and they're all based from the scripture of Proverbs 22:6, you know, to build, train up a child in the way they should go, that when they grow old, they will not depart. And they're all based on those principles because we're training up a generation. And so we have to be, you know, mindful of the things of God and the way that he wanted families to be brought up. Because when you look at society nowadays, you see that most of our children, about in Atlanta alone, about 70% of the homes are single parents' homes, and that wasn't what God intended when he spoke family into existence. It was never intended for a child to be raised in a single family home. So I talk, you know, I touch on different principles in the book, you know, to better us as parents, you know, because the focus is not really on the child, it's really on the parent, to better us as parents so we can raise successful and God-fearing children.
And that's what it's all about. What a great discussion for those to read about, especially like you said, that's a high percentage, you know, and I think that's just, you know, going on nationwide, you know, with all the stresses that's going in people's lives and financial, downfalls, you know, it's destroying the family. So let everybody know how they can get a copy of your book.
You can go to my website. It's www.thomasandyvette.com. That's the word and spelled out, and Yvette is spelled Yvette.com. So it's www.thomasandyvette.com, or you can also friend us on Facebook under Power Couple Thomas and Yvette. And I also have an individual page of thomase.lindsay. You can friend us on Facebook, and we can get you the information so you can order it. But the best way is just to go to our website, click on products, and there's a link there that you can click on to where you can order the book.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and speaking of that website, we're going to go back to that because I want to talk about this ministry that you and your wife have that is setting things on fire. Apostles, right, with planting. So we'll be right back. I'm going to take a quick break. Hang tight.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. We are back. Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio. It is 12:16 here on the west side of things behind the hour. So that's 3:16 over in the ATL. Lines are open, 347-215-8709. Live chat, buildgrowandenjoy.com. Just here discussing with author and minister Thomas E. Lindsay, Destroy the Yoke and Not the Child. Ms. Minister Lindsay, we're going to take a quick call before we get into your ministry with you and your wife going on. I want you guys to tell everyone a little about your ministry because you guys have a lot of components in it. But let's take a quick call, and then we'll get right into it.
Okay.
Hello, caller 447-168. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Are you there, caller?
Hello there. Hello, Bill Grove.
Boy. Hey, Pam.
Hi,
Minister Lindsay. This is Pamela, Minister Pamela Reese with the Preparation Room.
Oh, hey, how are you doing, Pamela?
Hello, Minister Lindsay. You got an awesome book that's out.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, God is good. God is good. I know you're so excited about what God is doing in your life.
Yes, I'm always excited. Anytime he uses somebody with my background, the way I came up, it's a blessing. Hallelujah. I give him all the glory. Amen.
I love it. Well, I'm just excited about how God is using you for this time for the kingdom. And we just thank you so much for being with us at Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And I got to get you on the Preparation Room. Now, tell me you'll come. We come on every first Saturday of the month. So one Saturday, I would love for you to come and join us and talk about your book in the Preparation Room.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I would love to do it. I follow you guys on Facebook, and I enjoy some of the good topics that you guys talk about, and I'd love to be a part of it.
Awesome. Well, God bless you. God bless you. And thanks a lot, Kalithia. So I'm going to listen in and let you go finish out with your show.
Thank you. All right. Take care,
Pamela. But there you go, Minister Lindsay. It's just a blessing. Now you got another show because remember what you sent me. You were just having a hard time, but you see how the doors are opening now?
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it. Amen. God never ceases to amaze me.
That's right. So let's talk a little bit about you and your wife's ministry. Power Couple Thomas and Yvette. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, basically, you know, when I was looking for a wife, and I told my wife this, I didn't care about beauty. I was more concerned with personality and call on the life. because I understand the call on my life, and that one day I would actually pastor, I would plant a church when God gives me the release to do so. So, I mean, he blessed me with a wonderful woman who's intelligent, excellent personality, has character, and loves Jesus. And that was the most important thing I was looking for. And so just last year we lost our ministry, Power Couple Thomas and Yvette. We actually had the opportunity to appear on a local TV station here, TV 57, with Cherie Stevens. And it's been a blessing that, you know, God allows us to do work together. So we do things. We have different workshops that we do, one being the glory of marriage. You know, 1 + 1 = 1. And we base that on the scripture of Amos 3:3. Can two walk together unless they agree? And, you know, we have several different other workshops, worshiping and giving. We want to teach how to properly be a giver, understanding the roles of family. You know, we call that one staying in your lane, and it's based on Romans 12:4, you know. And, I mean, we got the implementing the health ministry. She does health ministry. She teaches that at various local churches. And we got the leadership in the building up your youth ministry. So we offer those workshops, and, you know, God's blessed us with the wisdom to be able to teach others how to actually accomplish those tasks.
Wow, what a lot that's going on. And I see a quote that you guys have on your page, which is very powerful, and that's 1 Peter 4:10. As every man hates to receive a gift, even so minister the same to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. I love it.
Right.
I just love it. And I guess, you know, they can get more information at thomasandyvette.com. And just, you know, follow you guys. So, you know, you guys just have a lot that's going on, and I just have to point that out. Your wife is always on the go. And by the way, she's a beauty.
Amen.
She's definitely
yeah,
a beauty.
She's
so there's a lot that's going on with her, too. But, you know, let's talk a little more briefly on the speaking engagements, because that's very powerful, especially in the city of Atlanta. And as you go forth with your ministry and encouraging, how do you guys arrange that? Or do you guys have any of those up and coming in the city?
Well, actually, if someone's interested in us attending their, you know, whatever function they may be having, or just to come visit, it doesn't necessarily have to be church. It could be, you know, corporate. You know, we teach on leadership, too. Anyway, you know, they can contact us through the website, or they can contact us by calling, you know, one of our numbers. And the contact information is on the website under Contact Us, where you can leave some information about your organization, and we'll receive the email, or you can actually call us or even write to our PO box. So that's actually, you know, available. You know, you can get in contact. We're reachable.
Awesome. Well, before we conclude the show, Minister Lindsay, can you give a few words of encouragement and once again tell them how you can be contacted?
Definitely. One of the things that you mentioned is the 1 Peter 4:10, and it says, as every man has received the gift. I want people to know that, you know, these gifts that we have, there's not anything that we did to earn them, but God gave them to them, gave us those gifts by his grace. And so it's our job to use those gifts to actually bring people into the kingdom of God. And we have to understand that's our commission. So I encourage everybody, you know, to attach yourself to a Bible-based church and, you know, somebody who can actually teach you not only the word of God, but actually help you to grow in your own gift so that you can go out and you can draw men unto you as you serve under Christ. Amen. So I just encourage everybody just to surrender, you know, to God, surrender to Christ, and he'll work out everything else. You know, he'll use your gifts to building up of his kingdom. He'll always protect his office. That's what he does. And once again, if you want to get in contact with me, you can also contact me at my telephone number, 404-587-3010. whether it be to get in touch with my wife as far as coming in to teach on the medical aspect or one of the workshops that we teach, you can contact me by that number, or you can go to www.thomasandyvette.com and you can click on the contact tab and, you know, just send in your information and we'll get in contact with you as soon as possible.
Awesome. Well, you know, it's just absolutely an honor for you to be on Build, Grow, and Enjoy because, you know, Build, Grow, and Enjoy itself is a ministry. I just, like you said, just surrendered, and God has blown it up into something that's bigger than what I could have ever imagined.
You want to do that?
It's called name, the direction that I'm going. I'm just trying to keep up now. So it's just absolutely an honor for you to be a part of Build, Grow, and Enjoy and having that foundation with us. And I personally want to say continued growth to your ministry, and I definitely look forward to receiving the book. Thank you so very much for sending that out to me.
You didn't receive it yet? I sent it overnight. You should have got it by now. I'm going to have to check into that and see where it's at, track it.
I see, now you put me on the spot, but I got to be honest now. I haven't checked my mail.
Okay. Okay. It's probably
you
there.
You got me.
That's okay. I understand.
Oh, boy. So I will get it, and then I will definitely read it. You know, I'm sure I'm going to learn a lot. You know, I'm raising two boys myself as a single mother, and, you know, I'm raising them as men of God's kingdom, God-fearing children, and I definitely know I can learn a lot from the book.
Okay. Well, one of the things I would like to mention for the teens who are in Atlanta and Georgia, real quick, real briefly, we do hold a session called Teen Talk every Thursday at Global Impact Christian Ministries at 7 o'clock p.m., and that address is 125 Red Oak Road, that's Red Oak Road, and that's Stockbridge, Georgia. So, you know, any teens, it's open forum, just a voice about life in general, and it's been a blessing. It's just growing.
Awesome. Well, thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, I appreciate you. Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it so much.
No problem. And there you guys have it. Minister Thomas E. Lindsay, author, Destroy the Yoke and Not the Child. More information, thomasandyvette.com. And as always, you can go to the guest contact group, buildgrowandenjoy.com. Get your copy today. And you can go to Amazon also, Amazon.com, ISBN number 1-466-387-768, or you can Google it, but you know, I just gotta get it out there because I know this is an awesome book, Raising Healthy, Successful, God-Fearing Children. So as mentioned, that concludes our show for today. We will be back on Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern. She's back, Working Diva, Debbie Snelling. And she's back with the monthly Snelling Report, tax and finance tips. So everyone have a blessed, blessed day. And as I always tell you all, enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.